Yeah, that's the toughest way I've lost in real life and on a video game. I've never seen anything like that before. That was ridiculous. I mean, lucky play, lucky bounce, you know. You know, all it does is we just got to come back strong. It's really on us, you know, offensively. You know, we put ourselves in that situation for the game to be that close. And if we played a little better, you know, offensively, I think we wouldn't have been in that situation.
What were the problems offensively?
And this last week. Last week's over, man. I'm off of last week. It doesn't matter.
Chad, as you move ahead from last week, do you take anything from it? The Packers lost a lot of close games last year that were tough, too. Is there anything that you can use from it to help you in the coming weeks?
Man, just you know, we got to just be solid. You know, we got to be solid, especially myself. I have to play better. I think I had a holding penalty in the offensive pass interference, you know, things of that nature, man. We just got to be perfect, and you know, penalties can hurt us. But again, it all starts with each individual. You know, myself, I just have to play better.
With some of the injuries that Carson's had, the time he's missed over the last year and a half or so, is the timing still not quite right with this passing game?
Timing is fine. The passing game was great. Passing game was really nice.
What are your thoughts on this defense, considering you guys play the Steelers and the Ravens all the time?
Man, they look really good, man. I've been studying Green Bay, and actually since training camp, I got a lot of film based off of, you know, what they did last year, and really just watching some of the corners, and I've looked at them as a whole this you know, upcoming week, so I'm looking at them defensively running the 3-4. They look really nice. They look, you know, the secondary is solid all the way across the board. I'm looking forward to the challenge, especially going against Al, man. Al is a very, very, very good friend of mine, and I'm really looking forward to that challenge.
Chad, you got something like 168,000 Twitter followers. Does it ever blow your mind that many people care what you have to say?
No, not really. I don't really pay any mind. I think those people follow because, you know, I'm very interesting, very different from, you know, the rest of the individuals that play this game. And you just never know what I'm going to say. You never know what I'm going to do next. And, you know, those 168,000 really have a heads up on what's going to happen before the rest of the world. So, I mean, it's pretty interesting following me.
I think you have a few of those in this room. You talked about maybe not doing it anymore. What changed your mind?
I was never going to stop doing it. Never going to stop doing it at all.
Chad, what do you remember from that 05 game?
05?
The game that you played against the Packers in Cincinnati?
Man, I can't remember. That was a long time ago, man.
Remember that guy running on the field?
Oh, yeah, he took the ball from Brett. I remember that. That was funny. I do remember that. That was funny. I really don't remember much from that game, man. I'm just really focused on going out here and having some fun, man. Looking to be embraced by the Packer fans, and hopefully I can Lambeau leap.
Would you really do that?
Yeah. You know, it's no disrespect, you know, especially coming from me. You know how I am, man. I just I'm going to have fun. You know, I enjoy the dog pound when I jump in there. You know, they embrace me, and I'm looking for the cheeseheads and embrace Ocho also. You know.
Chad, do you think people understand you? I was at Joe Buck Live, and he hinted that, you know, that you were a troublemaker, and you just seem to be. That doesn't seem accurate. It seems more like it's all about entertainment and fun.
You know, it's not accurate. I've never been in trouble a day in my life. I mean, I took a candy bar when I was 9 years old. That's about it. Up the store, and since then, man, everything about me, everything I've done, has been about ridiculously hard work. Ridiculously hard work and going out there and having fun. It's one of the things that I like about Hard Knocks. Is Hard Knocks this season is actually showing people the work that gets put in before I open my mouth. Because I work ridiculously. I mean, you can find another receiver that works as hard as me. For those who know me around the NFL, and they'll tell you, you know, nobody works as hard as I do. And the world never gets to see that part. They just see the fun part. But, you know, it goes hand in hand.
Did you guys enjoy the Hard Knocks experience?
It was cool. I enjoyed it. I mean, you know, same old, same old. What you saw there is no different than what you've seen, you know, from myself, you know, over the past couple of years. As far as the rest of the team, it just shows, you know, what we're striving for this year. You know, that's to be that team of 05, you know, when we were really good.
Do you think it's good for people to see the tougher side, like when Fooey found out he wasn't making the team and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think a lot of people think, you know, the NFL is all hoorahs, but man, this is a business. This is a tough business, and then the Hard Knocks showed a different side of that, letting people know that this is really serious.
How frustrating these last few years have been for you guys, considering you said 2005 was a good year and you've kind of gone downhill since. Has it been frustrating
last,
and you're back?
Yeah, last year's over, man. We're not even worried about it. It's a new year. It's a new slate. All teams are even at this point.
Are you optimistic that you guys are could be back on the upswing here pretty soon?
We are on upswing. I'm telling you, we're on upswing. We're going to see them. They're going to see them get better week in and week out, especially offensively.
Chad, you mentioned Al. Do you with the new scheme that they're running, do you expect to see him and Charles?
It doesn't matter who I see. They all will get the same treatment, which is a blessing. That's the reason games are played on Sunday. You know, they miss church. They don't miss church. So, you know, I will gladly bless them throughout the entire four quarters.
Are there any other phrases that we can get from you that we can start using ourselves, like kiss the baby and child please?
I mean, you can use them at your own will. But it's as far as those phrases, I'll be using them on the field during the game. You know, that's about it. And when it's appropriate, and just tell Nick Barnett, you know, I'm coming for his head. I just want y'all to give him that message.
Can't you just tweet him that yourself?
No, I don't want to tweet him. I want you to tell him. And just, you know, let the Packer Nation know, man, we're coming to town and I'm looking forward to entertaining and bringing a little fun to the city, man, with no disrespect.
Chad, what are you expecting the reaction to be if you Lambeau leave on Sunday?
I'm not sure. If they're to accept one individual out of all NFL teams to embrace if he got in the stands, I think I should be that one. See, I should be that one. You know, I'm no harm. It's all fun. It's all entertainment. It's just, you know, it's really a challenge, man, for myself and for that defense and that secondary to stop me from doing, you know, what I'm coming in there to do. And that's to do everything I can to get us a W.
You know, even if they embrace you, they're probably going to spill beer on you. They do it to their own guys.
But hey, you know, no problem. No problem at all.
Chad, what's it like playing for Marvin?
I love it, man. He's great. He's a player's coach. You know, he's one of the best coaches in the league, you know, to me, because, you know, I've dealt with him, you know, over a few years now. So I've loved it, and I loved every minute of it.
You had mentioned on the show that, you know, you wanted to start winning for him. Has it been tough for him? I mean, he's a good coach, but the results haven't been there.
The results and the coaching, you know, the losing falls back on the head coach. You know, it doesn't fall back on the players. And in the situation I've been in, knowing what a good coach he is, what a good friend he's been, you know, been for me and for other players, you know, around this organization, you know, it gets to a point to where when you see the heat put on the coach and it's really not his fault because we haven't executed to our full potential, you know, it makes the urge to want to win for him that much more greater.
Are you getting more attention from defenses about TJ there, or is it always you getting the attention and him getting, you know,
the... My attention has always been the same. Am I some surprise or something? I'm no surprise. I'm the same Chad that's been here since 2001. Attention, I get attention regardless because I talk trash and I go out there and back it up. If the individual on the other side doesn't matter.
You don't think that defenses maybe don't have quite as much respect for Chris or for Lavernius as they have for TJ?
They do. They respect all of us regardless. It's the NFL. They respect all of us. I must have misunderstood your question, maybe.
No, that's okay. I just wondering if you're getting like more double coverage, more help from safety.
I've always been doubled, always.